Hare Krishna. So, the atmosphere is slowly building up. We have one more hour to go to complete our... it's almost 12 hours, Kirtan, and I request all of you to sit down comfortably, at least for now. And thank you, Burijan Prabhu and Giriraj Maharaj. You really brought to this kirtan, Akanda Kirtan, a new dimension. Giriraj Maharaj by his depths and Burijan Prabhu by telling us about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and doing one of these blissful kirtans. I would like to do kirtan in the beginning in an unexpected way. Kirtan comes from the syllable kirt, or which means to glorify, and thus kirtan is an activity where we glorify Krishna. And I would like to raise a question this evening. Where is Krishna exactly at this time, and what is he doing? Devotees in Brajadham, they always ask this question. Where is Krishna at this time, and what is he doing, and what is he thinking? Because they wish to make a contact with Krishna. So, after the Brijbasis stayed in Vrindavan town, waiting for Krishna to return from the pasturing fields, they begin to feel as if they were in a desert. They were so thirsty for Krishna's association. It felt so absolutely dry and parched because of his absence that they could only compare their life as to people staying in a hot, hot desert. Now, at that time, all of a sudden, they saw in the distance a big cloud. It was a dust cloud, dust which was raised by the hooves of the returning cows. All these devotees who stayed either in Nandagram or Vashana, they looked towards that cloud, and as it came closer, they heard the lowing of the cows and the bellowing of the bulls. A little later, they heard the sweet sound of flutes. The cowherd boys were announcing the return of the Prince of Vrindavan. And then finally, a bluish light flushed over the landscape. It was the blue effulgence which came from Krishna's transcendental body. And as the Brijbasis saw Lord Krishna, they felt that the rain cloud has come to drench the desert of their hearts, with the sweet waters of his divine presence. So they were very relieved when Krishna came. Krishna walked into Nandagram, and everywhere the devotees welcomed him. The gopis stood on the roofs. They threw flower petals on Krishna. And in these flower petals, they had written messages. Krishna, when will we meet? Another flower petal, there was the message, Krishna, I will be waiting for you at the Yamuna. Will you come? And as the flower petals rained on Krishna, he perceived all these messages, and with his loving glances, he answered, yes, and very soon, and everything will be fulfilled, and whatever the answer was. So then Krishna was lovingly welcomed at the end of the road by Nanda and Yashoda, who waved an Aartik light, a light to remove all the eventual inauspiciousness which might have come upon Krishna when he was out in the forest. Krishna took care of the cows. He brought them into the... he takes care of the cows. He brings them into the barns and milks them. We have today with us Krishna Murari Goswami, who is a Brahmin boy from Nandagram, and he can tell you in Nandagram to this day there are good cow barns where the cows are very well taken care of. So Lord Krishna took all this, and he sat down on a stool, and he began to milk the cows very expertly. All this fell into the milk, fell into this golden. I'm telling you the past. It's the milk just splashes into the golden bucket, and because Krishna is so expert and so enthusiastic, the milk just jumps out of the bucket and just falls on to his bluish transcendental body, and the white milk drops. Just see this in your mind's eye on the bluish body of Lord Krishna. Looks so absolutely attractive. And as Krishna milks, he leans with his head against the belly of the cow, and the turban is shifted back. And at the time when the turban just shifted back, his black hair just come out underneath the turban like a swarm of bees. And this looks so beautiful. There's a small little gopi there who watches all this and who runs to Srimati Radharani and tells Radha, you know, when the turban just was put out of position and the blackish hair of your beloved fell over his face, and when he removed the hair from his face, it looked so beautiful. And all the gopis go, oh, and hear all this. So after this, Krishna goes, and the best of his servants, they give him a shower. They pour crystal clear water over his body, and the water rushes over his body like the Ganga. And in order to joke, Krishna then makes a sound, the sound which Krishna makes when the water is slightly cold. He goes like, whoop! Mother Yashoda, who's in the kitchen, hears her little boy, you know, going like, oops! And runs. And Mother Yashoda says, you have not heated the water properly. Take care of my lal, he's so soft. So in this way, Krishna smiles at his servant voice, because the water was all right. He just wanted to joke. So then Krishna is dressed very attractively for the evening, because there are two public things to be done in the evening for Krishna and one secret thing. I will first tell you of the two public things. He takes his meals next to Nanda Maharaj, and then the second is he goes with Nanda Maharaj into the public assembly of the Brajavasis. This is a part in the palace which is made for for entertainment, village entertainment. Krishna sits next to his father on one side, and he looks like the moon, and Balaram on the other side, he looks like the sun, and all the Brijbasis, they look at Krishna, Balaram, and satisfy their eyes by taking in the nectar of the darshan, of the sweetness and beauty of Krishna. Now, meanwhile, down in the arena, you know, it's a village, it's an entertainment place, different entertainers come. First, Puranic reciters come, they glorify the ancient stories of the avatars, and Krishna sometimes smiles because they glorify his own activities, which he did in different ages as Koma and Nrisimha Dev, etc. And then the acrobatics come, you know, some walk wooden beam, they balance and they have in their hands sticks, and on the sticks they have plates, you know, and they go like and everyone should be looking at them, but they have only eyes for Krishna. And then all the clowns and the acrobats do wild things, and mostly everyone looks at Krishna. Because Krishna is a festival for the eyes. So after some time, one servant comes to Nanda Maharaj and whispers a message in the ears of Nanda Maharaj. The servant says, "Nanda, Yashoda has sent for your boy. It's getting late. He needs to rest." So then, oh yes, Nanda Maharaj sends Krishna and Balaram home, where they are received by Rohini, Balaram for Rohini, or Rohini for Balaram, and Yashoda, Ma, and they get a hot milk, and then Krishna retires into his bedrooms. Now, as he sits in the bedroom, surrounded with some cowherd boys, the moon, Hare Krishna, the moon comes through the open window, and the moon rays are reflected on Krishna's smiling teeth, you know, on the teeth which are exposed as Krishna smiles. And there is a very wonderful ray of light coming from his teeth, which is seen by the best of the parrots. And the parrots think this is a perch where they can land on this beam. And they repeatedly try to land on the reflection of the moon rays which come from Krishna's tooth. And then the little boys all start giggling because it's so funny. And Krishna is a little older, and older boys don't laugh about such things any longer. So he tries to retain his own giggle, his own laughter. Krishna. But then he gives way to the laughter within his heart, and he doesn't care that he's older and shouldn't laugh about the antics of the parrots, and goes like, and everyone breaks out in joyous laughter. And then Mother Yashoda comes in and says, "Boys, now go. Kanai is tired. He needs to sleep." So Krishna then pretends to go to sleep, but he has a secret appointment. Remember the flower petals? There, can you come to the Yamuna? And there is one request by Radha to meet him in a kunj. So Krishna, every evening, it's about 8:30, coming to this time, sneaks out through a secret little, it's like a door, you know, And in the undercover of the night, he goes through the forest of Vrindavan to that meeting place. Meanwhile, Srimati Radharani leaves Vashana and hurries. It's well possible that she is on her way now through Gevavan, where we are sitting, and hurries to Krishna. It's called an abhisar, a loving journey with the prospect to meet the beloved. And although Radharani is very shy and fearful, she is so much eager for Krishna's darshan that she does not wish to be caught by anyone on the street who is a late homecomer. You know, maybe a cowherd man who was searching for his lost cow, and he's also there. So she binds some cloth around her ankle bells so that there is no sound. When she hears the hissing of a snake who raises her head, Radha, who otherwise is just so afraid of snakes, comes and with her own lotus hand covers the mouth of the snake so that the snake cannot make any noise and betray her abhisar. No? So then they meet. And when they meet, Radha and Krishna meet, they both tremble with ecstatic symptoms to be in each other's presence. And this all happens in this time. And the devotees who do kirtan, they ask this question, where is Krishna and what is he doing now? I would like to end by telling you about a friend which many of the Govardhan retreat have come to appreciate, Madan Mohan Bridge Basi. He was that little old man with gray hair who was singing at each Govardhan retreat, his heart out, when we did this drama. So Madan Mohan Bridge Basi came 6 months ago here, and he always, before taking any food, would sweep the staircase which leads up to Man Mandir. Have you seen the staircase? No, middle, not interested. Huh? You have seen, some of you. It's a staircase with 151 steps, because I had, I counted them once when I was out of breath. So Madan Mohan Bridge Basi would always sweep the staircase, because the Bridge Basis say that Srimati Radharani, who resides up there, comes 8 times a day down these staircases to meet Krishna here in the sacred forest. And he would sweep. And while sweeping, he would sing this song. Would you like to hear the song? The song is, O Radha, I'm sweeping the staircase before your palace. And I'm hoping that one day the door to your palace will open a little bit, so that I can look into the courtyard of your palace. And there I will see you, if you allow, as you walk with your reddish lotus feet on the ground of the courtyard, and Krishna's with you. I will do my sweeping service, my jaru seva, outside of the palace, but sometimes, by your mercy, please allow the door to open a little bit. In the language of Burijan Prabhu, he would say, allow the curtain to fall down or be removed a little. Huh? And then I might have your darshan. Now, every day for 6 months, Madan Mohan Bridge Basi was doing this before taking his food. 4 weeks ago, as he was singing this, he lost his balance. He fell down the stairs. At one part there is no railing. He fell down the mountain, tuk, 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 tuk. And a few hours later, some bridge buses came here and said, "The old man is lying there." And when the devotees came to take care of Madan Mohan Brijbasi, he had a smile on his face. He was gone to Radha. He had left this body behind. The body was dead, but the soul was with Radha. This is the glory of this place. So we will sing our last kirtan. Please remember that beautiful analogy which Bhujang Prabhu insinuated for us. You remember he said, on the altar we know there is Radha and Krishna, but there is still the curtain before our eyes and the wax in our ears, so that we don't hear properly. But that should be removed by kirtan. That is Bhujang Prabhu's instruction to us. And we will now try to do this.
Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Jai Shyam